This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Community activists in Fort Worth have issued a list of demands to the city's leadership in the wake of a Tatiana Jefferson's killing in her home by a Fort Worth police officer. The demands are sweeping, and the response from the city is mixed. KERA's Christopher Connolly has more.
The 11 demands aren't just about a Tatiana Jefferson, a black woman killed by a white police officer, but born out of concerns about policing in Fort Worth's communities of color and a general mistrust of the police department. Pamela Young spoke on behalf of the six community groups that make up the Tarrant County Coalition for Community Oversight.
We don't just want to speak to this current situation, this current tragedy. We want to make sure that in this moment we secure justice and that we put some things in place so that this doesn't happen again.
For months, the coalition has pushed for the city to set up a resident-led oversight board that would hold the police department accountable and respond to allegations of police misconduct. Earlier this year, the city council agreed to set up such a board, but first the city plans to hire a police monitor to act as an advocate for the community and have that police monitor make recommendations for the oversight board's authority and purview. Young doesn't trust the city's leadership to get it right.
The plan that they are proposing is inadequate. It is not effective. It has no teeth. The plan that the city of Fort Worth is proposing is a lie. They call it an independent oversight program. It is nothing of the sort.
The issue, Young sees, is that the police monitor would report to the same assistant city manager who oversees the police department. She thinks that's a conflict and wants to see a different, more independent arrangement. But Jay Choppa, the assistant city manager who will oversee the police monitor, says all that is up to the city council to decide, not the coalition. Still, Choppa thinks community involvement is important.
When you're dealing with an issue that is difficult and very tangled, you can't do it in a vacuum, and not one group can get it solved.
The coalition has also laid out specific demands relating to the Tatiana Jefferson case, from an independent investigation to a release of more body camera footage related to the shooting. City officials told Reporter that those demands won't be met for legal and practical reasons. But Assistant City Manager Fernando Costa says the city is open to discussing some of the other ideas from the coalition.
We're not closing the door to discussions with the coalition or with any other legitimate community group that's interested in advancing police-community relations, diversity and inclusion, or any other common objective.
One idea for advancing police-community relations, the coalition says, is to think more broadly about whether the police are the right response in the first place. Pamela Young says they want to see the city create alternative non-police response teams to deal with calls for welfare checks or to deal with mental health crises.
If people are continually not getting the help that they need when they call for help from the police, maybe we shouldn't be calling the police in these situations. And so now it's incumbent upon us to come up with some alternatives.
Interim Police Chief Ed Krause says the department has started pairing county mental health professionals with police officers when responding to people experiencing mental health crises, and he thinks that's the right approach. But for other types of non-police responses to calls for assistance, he says other cities have been exploring this.
We are certainly not adverse to looking at that. We would want to determine what calls those were and then make sure the people that do respond are properly trained to handle those types of calls.
City officials say their job is not to meet the demands of specific activists, but they are interested in having a productive conversation and finding common ground. I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.